Earlier this afternoon, we have studied chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the book of Esther.
And
we have talked about the miraculous preparation and the choosing of God.
在当时有很多的犹大人，他们并没有回到耶路撒冷。
At that time, many of the Jews did not return back to Jerusalem.
他们是留在当地，继续过他们的生活。
They remained at a place where they were captured and they continued their lives.
当时的犹太人他们是王国，是被殖民统治的。
At the time, they were remnants. They were controlled by foreign nations.
虽然波斯帝国对他们不像之前的亚述帝国或者是巴比伦帝国那么样的残酷。
Even though the Persian Empire was not as cruel as, to say, Babylonians or the Assyrians,
甚至于在大力物王在位的时候还允许他们回去来重建圣殿。
That after all, even when King Darius was at the throne, they allowed the Israelites to return and rebuild their holy city.
但这并不代表他们是过着自由的生活。
But nonetheless, this does not mean that they had lived a free life.
他们仍然必须在波斯帝国所规定的条件之下来敬拜，来过生活。
They must live their life and worship God under the constraints and rules of the Persian Empire.
从第三章开始，另外一个人物叫哈曼，他出现。
Beginning with chapter 3, a new character is introduced to the story. His name was Haman.
在第三章的第一节到第六节，谈到这个哈曼蒙当时的亚哈水鲁王所高举，成为宰相。
And in this first passage, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, it says that Haman was placed into a status of a prime minister by the king Ahasuerus.
叫他的爵位高过其他的同事。And
so his status was above all of his contemporaries.
而且王吩咐一切的臣仆都要向他跪拜，如同向王一样。
The king instructed all the servants and officials to worship Haman just like the king himself.
唯独莫迪改不跪拜。
At the end of this passage, we find that a Jew by the name of Mordecai refused to worship.
莫迪改不向哈曼跪拜，当然有宗教上的原因，也有种族的原因。
There may be two levels of reasons. One is religious, the other is cultural, that Mordecai refused to worship Haman.
莫迪改他是拜神的人。
Mordecai was a devout worshiper of God.
他不向一切的偶像来跪拜。
He refused to worship any foreign gods or idols.
但是从后来，在这个第四节后面呢。
But from verse 4 and on, we can see.
这些人去跟莫迪改报告的理由说。 向哈曼报告，说莫迪改不跪拜，因为他是犹太人。
From verse 4 and on, we see that the king's servant went to Haman and said that the reason why Mordecai did not worship Haman was because he was a Jew.
那我们想到，由这个莫迪改不向哈曼跪拜，最主要原因应该已经不是宗教上的原因了。
But then we can see that the main reason why Mordecai did not worship Haman was beyond that of a religious cause.
因为相信莫迪改在朝当官，也会向王来跪拜。For
after all, Mordecai was an official of the king's court. He must have knelt and worshipped the king before.
之所以拒绝向哈曼跪拜的原因，因为哈曼是亚甲族的人。
So we must reason that it was because Haman was an Agagite, that Mordecai refused to worship him.
亚甲族可能就是当时撒母耳先知要扫罗去消灭那个亚玛力人，当时的王亚甲王的后裔。
The Agagites were probably descendants of the tribe of the Amorites that was supposed to be destroyed.
亚玛利人是犹太人他们的、啊、这个世仇。
The Amorites were sworn enemies of the Israelites.
啊，在申命记的二十五章那边谈到说，当日犹太人出埃及在旷野路上，亚玛利人怎么样对待他。
In Deuteronomy chapter 25, we find how cruelly the Amorites dealt with the Israelites on the way of the wilderness.
我们来看申命记二十五章。
Let us then turn to Deuteronomy chapter 25.
二十五章十七节
Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 17
十七节你要纪念你们出埃及的时候亚玛利人在路上怎样待你们十八节
and 18
他们在路上遇见你趁你疲乏困倦击杀你进后边软弱的人并不敬畏神十九节
and 19
所以主你神使你不被视为一切的仇敌扰乱在主你神是你为业的地上得享平安那时你要将亚玛利人的名号从天下涂抹不可忘记这里记载着亚玛利人当时怎么样来这个杀害以色列人、啊、
This passage recounts how the Amalekites had slaughtered the Israelites
不敬畏神
They did not fear God
所以神吩咐他们吩咐以色列人当他们进入迦南地当他们这个承受地业的时候就要把亚玛利人彻底消灭
And for that reason God instructed the Israelites that as they enter into the land of Canaan as they regain this possession that God has given them that they must kill all the Amalekites
所以让我们看到这亚玛利人啊跟以色列人他们的仇恨 是世世代代累积之下来
So we can see that this hatred, this feeling of enemy between the Amalekites and the Israelites lasted through many generations.
Mordecai, 因为亚哈啊，因为哈曼啊，是亚玛利人，所以他不向他跪拜。
And because Haman was an Amalekite, that's why Mordecai refused to worship him.
啊，哈曼知道莫迪改是犹大人，不仅要杀他，连属于莫迪改的全族就是所有的犹太人通全国的犹太人通通要一并除掉
And conversely, when Haman found out that Mordecai was a Jew, he had determined not to kill Mordecai himself alone, but to annihilate the entire race.
所以从这里让我们看到仇恨的可怕
This we can see how dreadful is the word hatred.
种族之间的仇恨
Especially hatred among different races.
也是我们今日整个世界动乱的主要原因、啊、
This is one of the reasons why there is chaos in our world today.
在这里我们也看到说当一个人他被高升的时候
This also tells us when one person is elevated in status.
原本是要来服侍人要来帮助人用的
The original intent was to serve man and God.
但是骄傲却让人败坏
But pride will spoil a person.
心里骄傲的为神所憎恶。
Those who have pride in their hearts are an abomination to the Lord.
在箴言十六十六章那边说
In Proverbs 16 it says,
骄傲在败坏之先
that pride is the first of the spoils.
狂心在跌倒之前
And an ambitious heart will come before the fall.
败坏之先人心骄傲尊荣以前必有谦卑
And before any fall, before any failure, there is honor and glory.
在以前的台湾
In Taiwan, several years past,
每当无论是在会议或者在学校听到这个念到国父或者是蒋总统大家都要立正不然就是要端正坐好
That if the name of the president were mentioned, or even the word president were mentioned, people were to either stand up or sit up straight.
这是强制的规定。
This is a very serious civil law.
但是真正从心里尊敬的又有多少人呢
But we can guess how many would actually revere and respect the president from within their hearts.
那我们如果要求别人 对我们尊敬，而不是用强制的手段。
So if we want to have respect from others, we cannot impose this upon others.
是要从内心里面来尊敬。
Respect comes from within.
所以在这里我们看到这个哈曼，他骄傲。
Here we can see very clearly how Haman had pride in his heart.
他看到这个有人敢不跪拜他。
And he was angry when he knew that someone refused to worship him.
他就非常生气。
And he was troubled.
在听到说不跪拜他的人，就是他们的世仇，犹太人。
And when he further found out that the one who refused to worship him was a Jew, someone he had hated all his life.
不但想要杀掉对方，连对方的同族要一并除掉。
Then he was determined not only to kill Mordecai, but all the people of Mordecai.
那第七节开始。
And beginning from verse 7 of chapter 3.
亚哈水鲁，这个哈曼，就向亚哈水鲁王，来报告。
Haman approached King Ahasuerus.
当时波斯的，波斯帝国他们有一个规矩。
At the time, there is a rule, a law in this Persian Empire.
他们会按照日日月月来抽签，来定出这个大事。
That they would cast lots or pur to determine the day for important events that should happen in the nation.
所以他就用这个方法要来计划怎么样屠杀犹太人。
And by this very same method, Haman sought to appoint the day where he would kill all the Jews.
在这个亚达月。
And in the month of Adar.
定要屠杀这个犹太人。
Which is the 12th month. That is when he will commit this genocide.
那当他们在这个尼散月的时候他们抽签了。
And they had cast this pur, this lot, in the first month called Nisan.
计划在十二个月后，就是要把同国的犹太人全部一并除掉，抢夺他们的财产。
And they determined that 12 months later, they should kill all the Jews and capture all their belongings.
尼散月是这个犹太人的他们的三四月。
And Nisan will be the third or the fourth month according to the Jewish calendar.
是他们庆祝从埃及脱离为奴之地的这个得救的日子。
And that calendar, if you recall, started as they left the land of Egypt.
就在这个时候，他们遇到另外一个生死存亡的难关
But now they face yet another challenge that may annihilate the entire race.
在庆祝得救的时候，却不知道已经有人定义要屠杀他们了。
When they were celebrating their independence, actually a plot of their murder was going on.
哈曼对亚哈水鲁王的报告。
This report that Haman brought before the king.
要灭绝犹太人的理由。
The reason that Haman brought before the king to kill all the Jews.
这里说说有一种民散居在王国各省的民中。
Goes like this. There is a certain people scattered and separated among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom.
他们的律例与万民的律例不同。
Their laws are different from those of every other people.
也不守王的律例。
And they do not keep the king's laws.
所以容他们留容留他们与王无异。
And so it is not appropriate for the king to tolerate them.
王若以为美。
And then if it pleases the king.
请下旨意来灭绝他们，我就捐一万他连德银子交给掌管国库的人，纳在王的府库。
Well then, please to let a decree be issued for their destruction, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who had charge of the king's business.
这个哈曼他很狡猾。
Haman knew how to be persuasive.
他不明讲说这个种族是什么。
He did not want to explain which race it is that he wanted to annihilate.
从他的报告当中，他提出要屠杀犹太人的原因。
But then he did propose a reason why these people should die.
第一个。
Number one.
与万民的律例不同。
Their laws are quite different from all of the other peoples.
第二个原因。
And then number two.
不守王的律例。
They refuse to keep the king's commands.
第三个原因。
Number three.
对王没有好处。
Their existence brings no benefit to the king.
第四个原因。
But then in number four.
啊，如果王答应的话，我就捐出一万塔连德。
If the king will, I will offer a handsome amount of money to the king's treasury.
一万塔连德是当时波斯帝国年收入的三分之二。
10,000 talents of silver would equate to the entire income of the nation, two-thirds of the entire income of the nation.
大概是34万公斤的银子。
It would amount to 340,000 pounds of silver.
如果我们参考以斯帖在赤经里头所记载的以斯帖记补篇这个王所下的诏书内容。
If we were to read in the part of the Apocrypha in the appendix of the book of Esther, we will find
我们更可看出哈曼是怎么样报告的
the detail of the report and see how crafty Haman had prepared this report before the king.
这个诏书内容这么写
And in that portion of the text, it reads
说近来哈曼告诉我们有一种顽固的刁民
That Haman said that there is a rebellious people.
散居在帝国的各民族当中。
And they exist throughout the people in your province, in your kingdom.
他向我们解释到这些人有自己的律法。
And we are told that these people have their own laws.
与其他各民族回然不同。
And their laws are drastically different than that of the other peoples.
具有一贯违抗朝廷的命令
And within their laws, there are commands for them to rebel against the laws of the kingdom.
由于这种态度的结果
And because of this perverted attitude that they have,
使我们无法为帝国建立一个梦寐以求的统一政府
Now we can never, never build up a united kingdom of any strength.
这些人对我们的政府怀有敌意
These people are our enemies.
并且犯下了可怕的罪行。
And they have committed atrocities in your kingdom.
威胁帝国的安全。
They have threatened the safety and security of your people.
他们信守着奇怪的风俗。
They have strange customs that they uphold.
服从他们自己的律法。
They uphold their own strange laws.
并且站在一贯与全人类为敌的立场。
And they separate themselves and despise all the other races in this world.
这就是当时亚哈水鲁王所下的诏书要屠杀犹太人的理由。
And this becomes the reason why the king Ahasuerus would kill all the Jews.
我们想想看，哈曼因为他个人的这个仇恨
Because of his personal hatred or prejudice, if you will.
如此的来诬告当时的犹太人。
He has lied and accused the Jews.
并且又答应说要捐出一万塔连德一万塔连德的银子来做代价。
He even offered, shall we call, bribe to buy the heart of the king.
他哪里有这些钱呢
？Where would he have 10,000 talents of silver?
当然就是从犹太人被屠杀的犹太人身上去搜刮了。
We can understand that they will come from the loot.That they should capture from the Jews that they will kill.
所以屠杀帝国当中所有的犹太人不但能够得到好处
So he plotted in his heart that he can kill all the Jews.
还能够发泄他心里的怨恨
And capture their wealth and then relieve this hatred in his heart.
所以王就答应他这么做。
The king had agreed to this proposal.
在第十节
And in verse 10 of chapter 3,
十一节
verse 11 rather,
王对哈曼说：“这银子仍然赐给你，这名也交给你，你可以随意待他们。”这里并不是王说我不要钱
In verse 11, even though the king says to Haman, the money is given to you, it doesn't mean that the king doesn't want any money.
我们如果对照第四章的第七节。
For if we will compare this against chapter 4, verse 7.
莫迪改将自己所欲的事，并哈曼为灭绝犹大人应许捐入王库的银数都告诉了他。所以让我们看到说王的意思是说 该缴库的你就缴库吧，是这个意思。
So what King had meant was that Haman, you ought to give what you ought to give.
所以他们就下了诏书啊。
Nonetheless, they sent out this decree.
交给异族传到王的各省。
And they sent carriers to pass this decree to all the provinces in the kingdom.
我们看十三节。
Verse 13, chapter 3.
交给异族传到王的各省，吩咐将犹大人无论老少妇女孩子，在一日之间，十二月就是亚达月十三日，全然剪除，杀入灭绝，并夺他们的财物为掠物。看到这样的命令何等的残忍。
We can see how cruel and how dreadful this decree is.
更残忍的在后面。
And then what is even more dreadful will follow.
十五节。
In verse 15.
异族奉王命令急忙起行，旨意也传遍苏珊城。王同哈曼坐下饮酒，苏珊城的民却都慌乱。在别人痛苦的时候
，At the time when other people suffer agony，
哈曼和王坐下来喝酒庆祝啊。
Haman and the king surprisingly sat down to celebrate。
可见他们的残忍。
We can see how cold and how heartless they were。
我们从这一章里头啊，我们可以学到几个教训。
From this rather short chapter, we are taught several lessons.
第一个教训
，Number one，
无论什么理由，都不能成为对别人生命或者是施以残忍手段的念头跟理由啊。
No reason will justify the destruction of any human life.
在人类的历史上
，Throughout the human history，
充满了很多的仇恨。
We find many of such hatred.
往往制造了许多莫须名的罪名啊。
Oftentimes, we find many people were killed innocently.
为的是什么
？What were the purpose of their death?
为的是要来伪装、隐藏在人生命深处里头贪婪的心。
Their death reflects the hidden passion and hidden pride in human nature.
哈曼要消灭犹太人的原因。
The reason why Haman wanted to annihilate the Jews.
其实啊，最重要的就是要夺取他们的财物啊。
Boils down simply that he wanted to obtain all their wealth.
在他的如意算盘之下
，in his little plan.
收刮来的这个经费不但足够来支付啊，执行这个大屠杀的需要。
The plunder will not only pay for these mercenaries.
还可以为自己赚进不少的钱呐。
But will also add to his own treasury.
贪婪的心在作祟。
Here we can see how the evil heart is propelled by greed.
在二次世界大战里头啊。
In the Second World War.
纳粹德国要消灭犹太人的手段也是如此。
We see how the Nazis use a very similar logic in killing the Jews.
如果大家将来有机会到以色列的大屠杀纪念馆去参观。
If we have the chance to visit the Holocaust Museum,
你会发觉当年希特勒在进行大屠杀的方式。
We can find out several plans and several methods that Hitler intended and used to kill the Jews.
正是以色列记这里所描述哈曼所用的方式。
And we will discover surprisingly how those plans parallel the plans of Haman.
希特勒当年发出消灭犹太人的命令。
When Hitler sent down the command to kill all the Jews,
也可以看到类似哈曼控告犹太人的理由啊。
In his decree, he used the very same reasons or very similar reasons that Haman had used.
认为他们是钉死耶稣在十字架上的凶手罪人。
And first and foremost, he accused the Jews of being the murderer of Jesus Christ.
他们是全世界和平的妨害者。
And that the Jews were the people who are obstructing peace in the world.
说犹太人是最自私、最肮脏的民族。
He accused the Jews of being the race that is most filthy and most selfish.
其实这样的控告也不是从希特勒而来的。
Actually, this kind of accusation did not come from Hitler alone.
再往前推啊，整个西方的这个白人社会。
Were to take a few steps back and look into the Western culture and history.
在解放这个黑人之前， 也是同样的手法。
We see similarities in the liberation of the blacks.
甚至他们告诉啊，当时的小孩说，黑人啊是魔鬼的化身啊。
The white people would tell their children that blacks were devils in disguise.
消灭和虐待他们呢、啊，啊，就是在替神来行善、啊。
And that if we were to torture and kill and destroy these black people, we are working for God.
人类并没有因为啊所谓的现代化对生命啊的态度上比较文明。
Sadly to say, with the progression of history, some of our attitudes persisted.
啊，近年来一再发生在非洲的内战。
We can see several civil wars in the nation of Africa.
啊，尤其这几年来啊，发生在这个南斯拉夫的民族当中，互相的残杀。南斯拉夫。
Yugoslavia. Especially, we see atrocities in Yugoslavia.
哦，啊，这个塞尔维亚的族人对于波斯尼亚的族人进行。种族净化的行动。
And the Syrians were also plotting against the Bosnians.
最残忍的尽头啊，莫过于在1995年发生。1995年发生。
And the events took place in 1995.
有计划的强暴20,000妇女的案件。
And they plotted to rape 20,000 women.
想想看，这些人都是有宗教信仰的人。
We have to understand that these people were people of religion.
特别是塞尔维亚人啊。
Especially Syrians.
还是东正教的信徒哎。
They were the Eastern Orthodox members.
想想看，我们能允许这样的行为吗
？How can we allow these kind of things to happen?
我们能够接受这样子的观念吗
？Can we accept this doctrine?
难道？啊，是信仰让他们有这样的态度来看待人类生命。
The religion teach them to hate and despise other races.
明显违背了圣经的教训。
No, these are contradictory to the teachings of the Bible.
我们不但要反对，而且要坚决的反对。
Not only must we rebel, we must refuse to believe in those kind of doctrines.
基督徒要明确的信仰立场。
Christians must hold fast to the teachings of the Bible.
所以今天没有任何的理由可以用来作为在别人身上杀戮、施加残忍的手段。
There's no reason in this world that we can use to kill anyone or any race.
所以当我们往往读到圣经，读到那些把耶稣钉死在十字架的犹太人喊着说这个罪归在我们跟我们的子孙的时候。
Don't we recall reading the Bible of how when the Jews crucified Jesus, they say, let the sin be upon us and our descendants.
我们会认同希特勒屠杀犹太人的行径。
Have we ever thought that it is fulfilled when Hitler killed the Jews?
这说这就是他们的报应。
Have we ever said that this is the result, the curse that they brought upon themselves?
这样的态度是不对的。
This is not a right attitude.
今天很多野心的政治啊，野心的这个啊政客啊
，There are many politics and foreign policy.
制造了多少光明正大的理由来对别人侵略、来剥削
？They have made for themselves reasons to invade other nations and take away their civil rights.
这个都是违背了圣经的立场。
All these.Are contradictory to the teachings of the Bible.
So, 今天我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So, dear brothers and sisters,
今天就算我们再有理由啊
No matter what kind of reason, how convincing it may seem,
我们也要遵守耶稣的教导，赦免爱仇敌啊
We must follow the teachings of Christ, and that is to forgive and to love our enemies.
为什么呢
Why?
这一章的第二个给我们的教导。
In this chapter 3 of the book of Esther, the second teaching, the second lesson we ought to learn.
仇恨只会对生命带来更大的伤害。
It's that hatred will bring more danger to life.
对于建立和谐的社会一点也没有帮助。
Hatred will bring no benefit, no edification to society and culture.
911事件就是最好的写照。
The events that happened on September 11th was... A very good description of this teaching.
当然，我们并不是 反对适度的这个对于暴力给予制裁。
We're not speaking here against terrorism.
但是并不是对于民族、对于种族的伤害。在台湾有一个见证啊。
There was a testimony that happened in Taiwan.
有一个这个纵火犯叫做汤明雄。
There's a guy named Thompson. He had gone through a fire.
因为他的纵火害死了很多这无辜的人。
He had set fire in certain neighborhoods and had killed many people because of that fire.
在这个受害者当中也有一个基督徒。
And one of the victims of his act was a Christian.
当然在他的家人心目中这个纵火犯被判死刑是理所当然的。
And for the family of this victim, the fact that this perpetrator was sentenced to death was something that he had deserved.
枪毙一百次都难解他心头之恨。
If this person were to appear before the firing squad and take several hundred bullets, that would not be enough to appease the family's heart.
但是这一对基督徒母女他决定效法耶稣基督爱仇敌、赦免仇敌的精神。
But among the victims, one was a Christian family, and the husband and wife determined to follow the teachings of Christ to love and forgive their enemy.
开始写信到监狱里面给这个纵火犯。
So they began by writing letters to the prison where this perpetrator was kept before the execution.
这个纵火犯接到他们的信从震惊、怀疑到被感动。
So gradually, letter by letter, this perpetrator began with doubt and then with a peaceful heart to listen. And finally, he came to a state of believing.
然后他认识了耶稣的爱。
He recognized and understood the love of Christ.
在监狱里头他接受了耶稣。
And from within the prison, he had accepted Christ.
他也同意在他执行枪决之后把他身体的器官给捐赠出去。
And he has signed a waiver to donate his organs.
就在他要枪决之前。
And the day right before his execution.
这对母女还特别到监狱来看他。
The family of this Christian family came to prison to see him.
这个受难者的母亲拉着杀他儿子、放火烧死他儿子的凶手的手说。
And this mother, whose son was killed by this fire, she held the hand of this criminal.
以前我死掉了一个儿子。
With tears, she said, I had lost a son before.
现在我将要再丧失一个儿子。
But today, I will lose yet another son.
她把这个杀她儿子的这个凶手当成自己的儿子了。
She had looked at this criminal as her very own son.
几天后这个汤明雄遭到枪决。
Days later, this perpetrator was executed.
他的器官也及时的这个摘除捐赠给需要的人。
And his organs were timely delivered to those who are in need.
这个事件给社会一个很好的教导。
This event became a very good teaching for the society.
汤明雄这个凶手得到什么？
What did Thompson, this criminal, receive?
得到耶稣。
He received Christ.
得到饶恕。
He received forgiveness.
这对受难者的母女她得到什么？
What about for this mother and daughter of the family of the victim?
得到从仇恨当中释放出来。
They were released from the bondage of hatred.
那些等待器官的人得到什么？
What about those people in the hospital waiting for organs?
得到这个汤明雄所捐赠出来的器官。
They receive rather healthy organs.
有人重生，有人得到光明。
Some were given another chance to live. Some received sight.
得到生命的延续。
They receive an extension to their lives.
这个社会得到什么呢？
What about the society, this world?
得到最好的教导。
This world receive the best teachings of love.
仇恨对生命只能带来更大的伤害跟打击。
Hatred can only bring more harm to life.
再来，在这一章里头也教导我们。
Furthermore, returning back to the teachings of this chapter,
当别人在哀伤的时候，
that when other people are grieving,
最残忍的是莫过于你在旁边庆祝啊。
The most harmful, hurtful thing you can do is to celebrate.
中国人有一句话说啊，
there is,
你有病啊，不像歌啊，就是你的邻居有人在办丧事啊，你不可以在旁边唱歌哦。
There is a colloquial Chinese saying that says, when your neighbor is having a funeral, you shouldn't sing in your house.
1992年的10月啊，是哥伦布发现新大陆500周年。
And year 1990, December, that is the 500th anniversary of when Columbus discovered the New World.
原本在西方社会啊，要大大的举行庆祝啊。
In this Western world, everyone had planned celebrations.
后来取消了。
But that massive celebration was cancelled.
为什么取消？
Why?
因为在美国的原住民印第安人威胁着不惜牺牲生命的代价要来破坏庆祝的活动。
Because the indigenous Americans or American Indians, they had planned to disrupt the celebration.
萨尔瓦多的百姓啊，萨尔瓦多的教会啊，甚至啊跟教宗讲，如果他坚持要庆祝、要举办感恩礼拜的话，将要退出天主教会。萨尔瓦多，中南美洲的萨尔瓦多。
Help me out here. Oh, El Salvador. The nation of El Salvador was so enraged by the event that they said they will back out of Catholicism if this were to happen.
于是啊，庆祝会改成忏悔啊。
So this big celebration turned into a day of repentance.
成了啊认罪的礼拜。
And it became a day where people would come and confess their sins.
教宗代替所有的白人来恳求美洲所有的原住民的宽恕。
And the Pope appeared before the indigenous Americans and plead for peace.
为什么有这么大的转变？
Why did the event change so drastically?
饶恕啊。
Forgiveness.
所以我们不要忘记历史给我们的教导。
So do not forget the teachings of history.
当我们在研读圣经的这个历史书的时候。
When we read through the recordings of history.
除了我们从当时的经过得知神的作为之外。
Not only do we learn of the works of God.
更重要的是神在当时的作为对于今日的时代今日的你我有什么样的教导、啊、
But let us pay special attention to the lessons that are applicable to our lives.
我们求神帮助我们。
Let us ask God to help us.
让我们更了解神的心意、啊。
So we can understand all the more the mind of God.
能够更爱这个世界。
So that we will love this world all the more.
以及其中这些灵魂啊。
And particularly the souls of the world.
给予尊重。
That we will respect everyone.
这也是神的心意啊。
This is the mind of Christ.
不要被任何的任何的理由所迷惑。
Do not be deceived by any other reason.
来做出违背神圣经教导的原则。
To do things that are contradictory to the teachings of the Bible.